A little lo-fi, poli-sci public service announcement for you to start things off. Kicking off short form summers, yes indeed, for the rest of the summer. No more long episodes. So here we go. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci coming at you. Michael Pickering here talking our famous question. What's going on in the world today? And let's go. Fresh off that press at Lo-Fi Global for you. Somalia, finally, after over a year of now former president trying to keep himself in power, new presidential elections were had and a new president was elected. President Hassan Mohamed. Although, it wasn't the type of election you'd think. You see, Somalia's president is elected by their legislature, two houses, not by the people. 324 people decided who the president would be, and 214 voted for the winner, giving them just over 66%. So this new president is of a different political party than the former one who tried to keep power. So this is a positive thing, a transition of power, and hopefully... And we say hopefully because, well, there's still a lot of work to be done in Somalia. And in fact, later this week, we're going to do a country profile episode just on Somalia to really break down what's going down in the country today. Yes, indeed. We're watching, Mr. President, and good luck. Next up to Lebanon we go, where the country has also just had their postponed national elections for parliament. And the results? No one won an outright majority. Which means negotiations have begun to create coalitions and partner-sharing arrangements for the top-level government positions. And this is likely going to be a tough process, people. Like, no way to hide it. Just as multiple governments have fallen over the past 2 years, these newly elected officials have to try to put together a government that's actually going to stay together and get things done. And similar to Somalia with their postponed elections, both countries had international aid hanging on whether they would have elections and what their governments would do after those elections take place. So especially coming from the IMF, there's a lot of aid hanging on for Somalia and Lebanon. So while national elections may be over, politics in Lebanon are really just getting started. We'll keep you posted all summer long, Lo-Fi listeners. Now let's switch gears on over to Afghanistan and the latest of the Taliban taking away more women's rights. As we recently talked about how the government ordered all women to cover their faces in public. Now, that has been extended to female news presenters and journalists on TV. I mean, what can we say here? Other than maybe ask, how far is this really going to go? You know, little by little, as time goes on, the longer the Taliban are in power, the more rights they take away from women. How far is this really going to go? You know, write in, people. I want to hear your thoughts on this one. Now, next up, let's take a trip on over to Japan and get updates on the Fukushima nuclear power plant that went all crazy a while back. And we'd been talking about how the government was working on a way to safely release the nuclear water from the plant into the ocean. And how lots of people were against this because? Well, because of course you are. Don't dump that water into the ocean. Come on. But now, the government has a plan. And they're going to dump the water next year. And they're going to have public hearings on the approved plan for about the next month. But this seems mostly done and done. They say the plan treats the water to make it safe enough, quotes around that one, and it will further be diluted with even more seawater before it's released, and it's going to be released a kilometer down below sea level. This is another one I'm waiting to see how the international community really reacts to it. I mean, not countries, of course, but international organizations like Greenpeace International, for instance. I really, really don't see environmentalists liking this plan, but we'll see. And a last piece of news to send you on your way for the day. In Europe, the price of gas is going up, yes, so expensive to drive these days. And in Germany, a farmer by the name of Stephanie is taking an interesting turn in how to meet that challenge. Instead of driving back and forth to the market from her home, she's riding in style in a carriage drawn by two horses. And let me just say, lo-fi listeners, fucking awesome. I mean, hell yeah, why not? This is too cool. I want a horse-drawn carriage. I'd take that bitch everywhere. I'd wave and smile to people honking their horns trying to pass me up. I love it. I love it. I love it. Way to go, Stephanie from Germany. Going old school. I dig it so much. And that's a brief snapshot of what's going on in the world today. Check out lofipolyside.com. Friday's blog post is up, going out to all you graduates. And it's not a cliche or a catchphrase. It's a lifestyle. Always remember that Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Talk to you soon, Lo-Fi listeners. Pickering, signing off. A little behind the scenes for all you lo-fi listeners that stuck around. My goodness, I've missed short form Monday so much. Maybe even do a little messy Monday coming up. We'll see. And write in if you have countries you want to hear for country profiles and development episodes. It's all about you. And write in if you want me to cover a particular global news story that we haven't talked about, you know? This summer, you tell me what you want to hear. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.